Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew's a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. And tonight, it is our pleasure to bring back to the show dear friend from The Offspring, Dexter Holland.
Hi there.
Good to see you, Dexter.
You too.
The CD is the best of the Offspring, or it's Offspring's greatest hits. That's always, what do you think we are? Are we 50-50 on that throughout the last 50 years?
What?
Best of versus greatest hits?
Probably. I like greatest hits. What I'm intrigued by is that I've never seen you and I wrestle over anything before.
Well, I wanted the CD.
I wanted too.
Wow.
That's never happened.
Yes. The Offspring is one of the few bands, because that Drew bangs his head to.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Yeah. And we usually want CDs, but not the same one.
And not this badly. You know, we both want it badly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. When, Amy Mann comes in here, I want the CD. And when the Insane Clown Posse comes in, you want the CD.
That's right. And sometimes I want the Zomba music, too.
Yeah.
Zombas, I'm into that.
Yeah. A lot of our audience is doctors.
Oh, yeah.
No, like professional types, lawyers, accountants.
Mostly white-collar types, yeah. Three-piece suits.
And as we left off with Dexter, you and T were going to hook up.
That's right.
And he called you.
We called, and then I promptly called him back 3 months later. And he promptly called me back 3 months later.
Okay,
and here we are today.
I know.
I want to go up in Dexter's jet because Dexter has an aeroplane, and
but
it's
he
really
kindly
exciting.
Called you and set it up, and you just blew him off.
No, that's not what happened.
It seemed like that kind of.
It felt that way.
Of course,
because he's a big rock star. It felt like
whatever.
Like that. He called me. I was in the middle of
he
things.
Called you, I think, more than once.
I called him back.
I call him and he doesn't call back, and then that night I see him on Jimmy Kimmel and he's a big star, and then I'm embarrassed to call again, you know?
No, I would, I don't know what kind of jet he has. What I would like you to do, Dexter, is to buy one of those old MiG-15s and bring it over
All
here.
All right.
Have you ever thought about, you're a pilot, right?
Uh-huh.
And you're certified to fly a jet?
That's right.
And is a jet? I only fly the model planes.
Right.
Same thing.
Yeah, similar.
Same
principles. A lot of people fly the model planes and have flown the big ones say that the model ones are more difficult.
Okay, yes.
A little
yes,
less
yes.
at stake if something goes wrong, but more difficult. Now, the thing about the jet versus the prop plane is the jet takes a little while to spool up, right?
I mean,
can't just hit, you just can't hit the throttle and just blast off like you can with a prop. Are the new ones different?
The newer ones, they spool up more quickly, but there's still a little lag time. You got to plan it out.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What is the top speed your jet will fly?
Mine goes about 450.
Mm-hmm. And is it able, I'm wondering, you don't see much of it, but are those planes, the airframe of the plane, how much are they able to take? Can you do a barrel roll? Could you do a loop?
It's supposed to be certified. Like a regular passenger plane isn't certified to do aerobatics, what you're talking about and stuff.
Right.
But they have to meet certain minimum. Like it has to be able to withstand, I think it's 3.8 Gs.
Wow.
So
that's pretty
can take a lot of stress, yeah.
Do you get to do fun things with it? I mean,
Off.
Have you ever done like a barrel roll?
Not in this one, no. In other planes, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I had a friend that flew F-15s for the Air Force, and he took me for a ride.
Oof.
Oh, what did that cost us, Drew?
Yeah.
Just in gas.
Yeah. 87
grand.
Thank you. Thank you, America.
Easily. Here's my old thing about all that go up with the guys and the Blue Angels and all that stuff and the buddies. I would love to do it, but whoever is doing it is going to try to make you vomit, and they will probably achieve their goal. With me. Like, what I would love to do
they
is...
They pretty much do it with everybody. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. They'll do it with everybody.
Yeah. Right.
A feeble Pope could go up with the Blue Angels, and they'd go for inverted rolls and get the Pope to barf all over the cockpit. My thing is,
the vicar would vomit.
The vicar of Christ vomits in the cockpit. My thing is, like, I would love to go up in the plane. Just don't show off. Just do your thing. Yeah. This is be thrilling enough. And we get up to 30,000 feet, hand me the stick for 10 seconds. I'll pretend like I'm flying. You take it again. You don't have to, you know, we're cool. Thrill enough, by the way, what we're doing right
what's
here.
What's in it for them, then?
Yeah, I know. I so guess
what,
that's...
What?
Well, not vomiting in your plane. If you
it's
think
not in
about
plane,
it.
It's in your mask. It doesn't go into the plane. It's just all over your face.
Well, Drew, you ain't rolling the window down and hanging your head out like you did in the, you know, your buddy's VW Squareback.
It's a Ranchero.
A Ranchero. Pardon me. All right. So, and do you take the... Now, where do you keep the plane? At your house?
Yeah. I keep it at the airport.
At the airport? Okay.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Oh, creative, creative. I like
well,
that.
Well, you know what is cool in Florida and other states, they have those drive-in airports where people just taxi into their huge garages.
Yeah, that's really cool, huh?
You're like John Travolta.
Got to live in Florida, though, is the problem. Yeah.
Well, they have a few in other parts of the country as well, I do believe. But, you know, they keep talking, and I know we're supposed to talk about the offsprings. Offspring. I'm really excited about this. You know, they keep talking about this personal travel and how, you know, in years to come, the airwaves are going to open up and everybody's going to have, you know, it's going to be like having a car. And they've been claiming this for 50 years. But really? Just in the last few years, it seems like they've made some strides. Am I right?
Like what?
Like that's, having homes attached to
no, the runway. No, no. Like, okay, I'll give you an example. Like composites, for instance, materials that are stronger, a little lighter, a little cheaper to process now, where they can have these personal jets that aren't multi-million dollar planes that only heads of corporations can own, but they're a little more accessible for, like, rock stars and guys who own banks and stuff, as opposed to, you know, the guy who owns Nike.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like these, like, I don't know. I've seen a lot of these designs and stuff on these, you know, channels where it's like, it's $1.5 million. And it goes 400 or 500 miles an hour, and you can have it yourself. Yeah? Am I right?
There's a couple new planes coming out that are, they're making the jets smaller and smaller, so it's more personalized, I guess.
Right.
So there's stuff like that. And I think, like, the guys that did Spaceship One out in the desert, the Burt Rutan, Dick Rutan, you know, the thing, it was sort of funded by the Microsoft people and all that also. But I think that's a great example of you know, the innovation. And they didn't rely on the government to spend $500 billion and have it not work. These guys did it, a small team of people themselves. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. You know what the deal was? It was the X Prize, Drew. $10 million.
Right.
Here's the deal. You spend $20 million bucks, you get $10 million bucks.
Yeah, but then you also,
and you risk your life.
But you own the business. You own the skies. You
yeah.
Own the,
yeah. It seems like 30 years ago, everyone was like, oh, you'll be taking your vacation on the moon in 5 years.
Right, right.
And then it completely went away. Yes. And in the last, like, 18 months,
pop.
It's been a mad rush to get back in the skies.
Interesting.
Exciting. So you guys are doing the Vans Warp Tour, yes?
That's right.
And that starts the 18th. You're starting in Columbus, Ohio. Are you going all the way through?
Yeah, we're doing the whole thing.
Wow.
It's
are you
going to
fly your plane?
For part of it, you know. I'm going to stay on the bus at first. I'm going to keep it real, you know, for a little while.
And then it's into the plane. And then you arrive, like, 2 days before the bus does.
I'll buzz them, Lynyrd Skynyrd style on the way, you know.
Ozzy Osbourne style. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, Ozzy style. That's right.
Yeah. That's what happened.
What happened?
I don't know, Randy Rhodes or whoever. Don't you know that story,
Joe?
No. Ozzy Osbourne's, you know, prodigy guitarist, I think it was like Randy Rhodes.
Randy Rhodes, yeah.
From the, you know, I don't know, early 80s, late 70s, early 80s. They're out on tour, and he was out flying with some guy who was just in a private aircraft, and they thought it'd be funny to buzz the tour bus.
Yeah.
And they got a little bit too low when they buzzed it, and that was the end of Randy Rhodes.
Yeah. Wow.
See, Drew? You see what happens when you monkey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be careful next time.
Man, Mom said not to play ball in the house. You know what I'm saying?
Watch that spool time.
Yeah, you gotta spool up that Cessna.
Yeah.
450. What about in a dive? What do you think you get that baby up to?
You know, it's funny because last time I was here, you were like, don't you have a hobby? You, like, have an old car or something? You had no idea. And ever since you found out about the flying.
I'm enamored with it.
That's all. Yeah, that's all it is. And so I called. I want to take you on that ride. I want to show you what it's all about.
I want to do it. Where's the plane? At your house? What do you got? In Santa Monica Airport?
Long Beach.
Long Beach. A little out of my range.
Oh.
Can you fly over to my house? Fly over to Burbank, and then I'll meet you over there.
I'll do it.
You don't see any private stuff going out of Burbank, but Van Nuys.
Yeah,
that's where you fly
Santa
into.
Monica.
Awesome.
That's crazy.
Oh, and seriously, Drew, I was telling Drew this the other night. I think you can pick up a Soviet MiG for like $50,000.
You can.
Do you know how much they are?
Well, you can get them, like, you need to go through them and rebuild them. It's like getting an old shell of a car and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a bunch of stuff like that. I've considered it, you know. There's another one, a Czechoslovakian one that they sell. There's a guy in Reno that makes them.
Yeah.
And you can buy them. It's really cool.
Seems kind of bitchin'.
The idea, what would, just to have, or to be just, if I need to get somewhere fast, I've got to...
No.
I mean, what would
the... No, it's to be able to... It's like the world's ultimate toy. You have a MiG.
But you wouldn't actually use it for anything, any functional purpose.
Yeah, it's going to move furniture in it.
I'm just saying.
Could you get
across country in an hour and a half?
Starving rock stars, furniture moving. We could move one end table across country in like 20 minutes.
You could use it yourself, yeah.
It was always a fantasy of mine. I could get somewhere like pow, like instantly.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, Drew. No,
yeah, I got fantasies too.
You're going to do something with it. You're going to have fun with it. You're going to show off with it. It's a nice plane. Wow. And it, you know, sturdy.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. It'll take flack.
Nice.
She'll come home. Oh, yeah.
Hey, I want to thank Loveline listeners, by the way, for supporting my show last night. We did pretty well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What happened? What'd you do?
We almost beat the Daily Show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really,
that's exciting,
yeah,
Drew.
Exciting. Yeah.
Drew's show premiered last night, everybody, Discovery.
I attribute it all to the Loveline listeners. I thank you.
I was sitting at a table for George Lucas's induction into the AFI Film Award, tonight at the Kodak Theater Discovery guy, the guy who invented the whole thing.
Wow. Oh, yeah, the guy that owns it.
John, what's his nose?
Yes.
Whatever. Warbucks. That's what I call him. Big Daddy. Yeah. Just bought himself a car for $3 million.
Really?
Yes.
What kind of car would that be? A Ferrari? Old?
A concept car from the 50s that was, had to wrestle away from somebody.
Oh, interesting.
Nice, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. More than Dexter's airplane, but not by much. Jared? And he does keep this at his... No, he keeps it in the museum. Jared, you're 26.
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much.
All righty.
Get right to
Let's
it here.
Let's get back to airplane talk. What do you think about that new Raptor, that
Let's
F-22?
Hear a song. Let's hear an Offspring song.
I want to hear Offspring song, too.
I do, yes.
You do?
Yes, I do.
What
Serious.
Are we going to hear? Oh, I got it.
You got the CD next to you.
I do, yeah. You ready to go there, Michelle? Drew never wants to hear a band
especially
song.
Especially on the first segment.
No.
I've been like craving Offspring song, so it's good.
Wow. Right on.
You could actually just go ahead and buy an Offspring CD, Drew, if you want to listen to some Offspring.
Slow down. What? A what?
You could download something from, like, iTunes.
What?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Some sort of magical device?
Yes,
right?
Yes. It's your right from the comfort and safety of your own home. We will hear a little something from, I was going to call it the best of again, but it's the Offspring's greatest hits. Seriously, if somebody put a gun to your head and said greatest hits versus best of
best
in the last
of, though, sounds
20
like,
years,
sounds
what
like
is it?
It's greatest hits because it means you got a lot of hits and these are just the best of them. Best of means it's your little brother's idea of the best songs. You may not have heard them.
Greatest
the
hits?
Greatest
not
hits mean,
the same as best of.
Greatest hits means you have lots of hits and we're just going to show you the greatest.
Would you be saying that
damn
same
song?
All right, but what if they called it the best of? Would you give the same explanation but in reverse just to be flattering
sure.
to Dexter?
Yeah, well, this was the awesome.
All right,
yeah,
that's what I figure. All right, this one is called Can't Repeat. Offspring, everybody. The greatest hits. During the song, Dexter was explaining to us how he's flown solo around the world, and then I was explaining to him how I went to the Laurie seasoning plant in Eagle Rock.
And you masturbate by yourself, too.
I got a little packet of taco seasoning to take with me, you know.
And your travels.
I took an extra one, yeah. So now I have two.
That's good, too.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, you know, we both live life pretty dangerously. You pick your poison. For you, it's, you know, world travel. For me, it's, you know, going down to Glendale, seeing how the seasoning is made.
And flying those prop pools.
Flying the model planes.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to talk about that, too. It's very exciting.
Let's try to take a call.
You want to take a call?
Let's try.
You want to try Jared again?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Jared?
Yeah.
You're 26?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
I'm just sitting on the couch because my wife's mad at me because she wants to have a threesome.
You're 26. Well,
yeah.
Sounds 16, but...
Yeah. All right. And you don't want to have the threesome?
Well, I haven't done it before, so I'm not sure about it.
What's up with your wife?
Like, see, I think if I have the threesome with her friend and her, that our relationship won't be as good as it is.
Well, it will end, but what else? Except for that...
And I don't know what her friend may have.
When were you born? Birthday, now. Oh, forget it.
I'm retarded.
All right, Jared. So you got to be able to spit out your birth date, buddy.
If you can pretend to be 10 years older than you are.
Yeah. Nice,
yeah,
buddy. Listen, stoner.
Oh, you can tell by my voice, can't you?
Yeah, you smoke a lot of pot.
Yeah, and your brain function.
I smoke a lot of pot.
Yes.
Dude, all right. I'm 15. I've never done drugs before. This is just the way I talk.
No way. You smoke a lot of pot. You couldn't fool me on the age. You can't fool me on the pot either.
No, listen, swear to God. I swear
Jared,
to God.
Jared.
Right, but what about...
Wait,
what
there's
about,
nobody else on
hold
Earth.
Hold on a second,
there's nobody
Drew.
Else on Earth that left.
All right, but let me ask you this. You know how... Oprah's got like $70 billion.
Yeah.
But like when Halle Berry comes on her show, she gets real black, like real homegirl.
So he's getting like Spicoli-esque when he calls Loveline.
Yeah, I'm saying like maybe 15-year-old dudes get like kind of Spicoli-esque in high school, and they don't even smoke pot. They just take on that affect the way Oprah turns black when she
has
Halle Berry.
I'm with you 100%, but the affect, yes. The laugh, no.
All right.
That laugh is unique.
Jared?
Yeah.
By the way, if you're gonna do the age thing, at least
make
work out the math.
Yeah, the math make close to your age.
And the math isn't that tough because, you know, we're 2005. You know, you deduct 25 years, you're right back to 1980. It's not year. You know what I'm saying?
It's adult supervision or whatever. But I'm a really big fan. I've never called y'all before. I mean, like y'all are my idols.
Thank you. But please
and
admit...
Drew, I'm going to watch that Discovery Channel.
Discovery Health Channel. God bless you.
Yeah.
And admit you smoke pot for Drew, please.
No, I really don't smoke pot. It's
okay.
Just, I have this accent.
Okay. But listen, Jared, let me ask you something. You're 15?
Yes.
And you're claiming to be 26?
Yeah.
Okay, here's a nice rule of thumb. If you lie about your age, go up just a solid 10 years... Then your birthday, everything else is the same. You just move it up one decade.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yes. However, Jerry could not have pulled it off with that Greg Brady voice.
Probably not, but if he'd spat out, 1979, you may have bought into it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all. Just saying. Katie?
Yeah.
You don't go up 11 years. That'll screw you up. You go up just a solid 10.
Or you do it exactly and you write it down and you sit there with it staring.
Just go a solid 10. If you're born in 85, you go down to 75.
Right,
our idiots would go the wrong direction.
Yeah,
like, they're born in 75 and they're claiming to be 35. They're 95. Go ahead, Katie.
Oh, hey. Real quick, I just want to say Dexter's going to be in Louisville, so I'm right near Louisville. So I just want to say hey.
Right on. Yeah, we're doing a show on Saturday, actually.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's for the Do Action Sports Tour. It's called, kind of like the X Games.
He'll buzz your tower, baby.
Well, I wanted to talk to you all about my brother. He's 12. He's about 10, almost 11 years older, or younger than me. mm-hmm. and he keeps trying to grope me.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
Describe to me exactly.
Hold on. Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
What's the circumstance? What does he do? What happens?
Well, we'll be sitting there on the couch, you know, and he'll come up and try to hug me, and he'll cop a feel. And he'll sit behind me, and he'll start kissing my neck in, like, a peck sort of way. It's, like, getting weird.
Has he got any problems otherwise?
No.
Yeah, that's enough. Are you voluptuous?
Yeah, I have pretty big boobs.
Why are there 10 years between you guys?
I was the youngest up until he was born. He was just a big accident.
Mm-hmm. He was an accident. You have much older parents.
45. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So all right. They were 23 when they had her. All right. Well, let me just say this without trying to let this guy off the hook too much. But at 12, like your brain is almost exploding with what does a boob feel like?
There's an occasional 12-year-old like that, but it's a 13-year-old that gets like that.
Well, there's two types of sexuality for a young boy. Yes. One is
none.
No, Drew. And if Drew has 12-year-olds now, so he's going to deny all this. He's fighting it. That's how it works, Drew. But seriously, Drew, here's how it works with guys. There is a sort of pre-pubescent sexuality in the post.
Yes,
yes. The pre is sort of like, what is it? I want to grab a boobie.
Yes.
Sort of weird fantasies about being invisible and seeing mom's friend in the pool getting changed. You know, this is sort of weird adolescent fantasies that really, there's no... There's no business. You know what it is? It's like your cat that captures a lizard and just wants to swat it around. Doesn't know what to do with it, but it's like impulse. It's like, I want to jump on and swat it around. Ends up killing it, but doesn't eat it.
Right.
Later on, you want to eat.
But he's not.
You want to eat. But you hear it? You know what I'm saying, Drew?
Oh, I am.
I know. I know you know what I'm saying.
But it's not as though you're going to violate family boundaries based on that. There was not a million years. In fact, you hide that from your family. You would never allow them to get near anything.
Yes, but 10 years older doesn't probably feel sibling-esque in a weird way to him.
Auntie Katie.
Probably feels like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like 10 years off, the sister's like, especially if she's gone and away or in high school when you're in, you know what I mean?
Give him every excuse, however.
Big
still,
jugs.
My spidey sense still says something's wrong here. Something's up.
Mm-hmm. Katie?
Yeah?
What's going on with the family?
Nothing really. My parents are still married. Dad's alcoholic.
Oh, there we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Helps.
Has he maybe done something to your brother, or your brother's seen a lot of stuff that's making him sort of
I really don't think so. I mean, he was a lot worse when me and my older brother were younger, not now.
Worse than what? Oh, your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but understand that was when your brother was in his formative years and really can affect him profoundly.
The neck licking is a
bizarre,
creepy and weird part of this.
Yeah, it makes me concerned that he didn't get sort of proper supervision. There's chaos on the phone with the alcoholic dad. And then this guy, sexual acting out of this sort usually implies serious trouble.
Is he seeing, also, it seems like he was probably exposed to a little internet something or a little, I was going to say DVD, but your family sounds a little more like beta. see a little something on a little beta or hear, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, my mom keeps out Dr. Drew's show, but maybe I won't watch it now.
Is this become bogus?
He's saying we're beta.
Oh, yeah. No.
She has TiVo. She has TiVo is what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. So the point is this guy could use a little therapy.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Kids that age will, not even younger too, will start doing strange things like masturbating in public and sort of self-stimulating and violating boundaries. That's all signs of what's going on internally, and that suggests some pretty serious stuff is going on.
All right.
You got the alcoholic dad. You've got the issues of questions of supervision, so I don't know.
Just, all right.
We're definitely looking at it. Let's take a break.
Let me give him some therapy. Yeah, when we come back, David's got a question for Dexter about the Offspring song. And more of that. More jet talk. More jet talk. We're going to talk military surplus.
Yeah?
Yeah. All right. All that after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Flyboy Dexter here tonight from The Offspring. The Offspring's greatest hits is what we're talking about tonight. Also, the band is going to be on the Warped Tour. I'm just going to go ahead and go on a limb and say headlining the Warped Tour, which is extensive. I'm looking at it right now. If you can hear us, the band and the tour will be coming to your town. I almost guarantee it. So you got that to look forward to this summer. And who else is on the bill, Dexter?
The Transplants are playing.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And a bunch of other bands.
Oh, other bands. Fantabulous.
No, I'm just kidding. MXPX is playing. My Chemical Romance is playing. One of my bands, Rufio, is playing. There's all kinds of great stuff happening out there.
Now, you say one of your bands. One of the bands you produce or is on your label? Or
yeah, I have a little label called Nitro Records. And I've put out a bunch of bands, and Rufio's one of my most well-known bands right now. They're going to be a part of the tour.
Where did you discover them? And by the way, they make a fabulous fish taco.
Rufio's?
Yes. Awesome.
They're from the Inland Empire.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
That's trouble.
Yeah. No, they're great.
They
great
are.
Band.
All right.
Well, yeah.
They're off the speed.
All right. They're not. They're just dealing. They don't actually
they
do
actually
the speed. All right.
Maybe you should tell the kids some of the dates of some of the shows in this area.
Great idea.
Let's see. It is starting. Now,
we're
now,
in a lot of these cities.
Yeah, now, Ann highlighted one of the dates, but we'll go back up. Starts the 18th in Columbus, Ohio, then Milwaukee, Wisconsin, St. Louis, Missouri, Kansas City, well, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio.
This is just now.
Well, those aren't, yeah.
Las
those
Cruces.
Are, we're talking to them.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Peoria, Chula Vista at the Coors Amphitheater, Long Beach, San Francisco, Ventura. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it like I'm...
Radio style?
Radio style. Fresno, California. Fresno Convention Center. Cell Arena.
Give them the date,
Pomona,
too,
coming in. Checking in on July 6th, 2 days after the 4th, everybody. That's 05 for you stoners out there. Pomona, coming in. Pomona Fairplex. And I'll get on the 7th, Maryvale, California. Sleep Train Amphitheater. Boise, Idaho. Grab a potato and rock your head out of Idaho
what
Center
date?
Amphitheater. By the way,
what date?
That is coming in on the 8th okay. of July. It's going to be hot. Tell you what, right now. Boise, I'll tell you, talk about imagination. Boise, Idaho at the Idaho Center Amphitheater.
Nice.
Woo. I bet somebody won a competition, too, sending in that title. Georgia, the Gorge Amphitheater. That's right. That's going to be on the 9th of July. St. Helens Arena, Columbus Meadows. Oh, that's in Oregon.
Yeah.
St. Helens? Oh, is that where the... That's
no.
where that...
No.
That's not Mount St. Helens?
That's Washington, Mount St. Helens.
Oh.
That's right.
Well, what the hell are they doing that for?
Know.
Well, that's confusing. All right. Salt Lake City, Denver, Indianapolis. It just keeps going.
Chicago.
I don't have to give you the date. You just go every day. Cleveland, Cincinnati, Chicago. Then we're getting into August, Pittsburgh, and Atlanta, Jacksonville, Pompano Beach. It's just, look... Go on the internet, everybody. I can't remember all that stuff, Drew. All right, where are we?
Take
got a
calls.
Question for the band?
Bunch of Texas dates, 24, 25, 26.
David?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hold on real quick.
All right.
Yeah, hang on.
Yeah, I'm asking Dexter a question real quick.
Okay.
Well, he's the lead singer of a band. Hold on real quick. Hello?
Hey, hello.
Yeah, my mom just called me. Y'all was trying to ask you a question, but I'm not even supposed to be on the phone. But
really? All right.
Let's do it real fast.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
I got a good one for you. Hold on real quick. Adam.
Corolla.
Exactly. Hey, I got a pool here, and from there, I already officially come called that from.
Dexter, I'm trying to get the pool game Marco Polo replaced
oh,
with
right.
Adam Corolla.
I like it.
It works, right?
Adam.
Corolla. You see how that goes?
Yeah.
That's nice. Listen. Marco Polo. I did a little reading on Marco Polo. You know that. You know what I found out, Drew?
He was a courageous man.
No.
Oh.
He had nothing to do with pools at all.
What?
No. I thought he invented, like, the skimmer or something. I didn't know that he had nothing. First off, the dude's been dead for, like, 80 years. Okay?
Well,
that's number one.
He must have had a pool.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh.
You know, he talked about, like, going to China and discovering, like, top ramen and bringing it back to Italy. You know what? And a lot of people say no.
Fair.
They say he was lying. They say he spun yarn.
Huh?
That's what they say.
Never made it.
There's a funny thing when I was reading about him online. It says, on his deathbed in Naples, a priest begged him to
admit that he'd been lying.
And I thought, well, that's a great priest.
Yeah.
You think your guy's going to give you a little peace and a little laugh? Come on, admit it, dude. It's like, thanks, buddy. I'm dying here. I'd be be pissed off if you brought the Last Rites priest in and he just started grilling me. He just started sweating me. Yeah. Yep. You know what his reply was?
What?
He said, well, it was in Italian, so I didn't understand it. But it was something to the effect of, I haven't even told half the stuff I've done.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by the way, isn't he supposed to exonerate him of all his sin? Isn't that just to say?
I just like the idea that a priest was sent in there to sweat him when he was dying. David?
Off the phone now.
That's real. That's a real
David.
Kid.
Go quick.
Go, Dave.
Dave.
Yeah.
Go quick.
Go.
I got a question for Dexter.
Go.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh. You guys had a song once on, it was on That Crazy Taxi.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what the song's called. That's why I'm calling to ask. When it starts off, it goes, yeah, 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 yeah. And then it starts off, it's a crazy-ass beat. But I just don't know what the song's called.
Yeah, that song was All I Want.
All I Want.
Yeah. It's on our greatest hits record.
And the best of the album, too.
Yeah.
We might even play it in the next hour, David, but you'll be asleep.
No, actually, I won't. Because I'm a lead singer of a band, and that's just that question has been bugging me for about 2 years. I've been wondering what that song is.
Can't you go on the computer now and just find the answer to every question?
Well, actually, I don't really like computers. I have a computer here at my house. You guys actually asked me that one question, and I told you that I don't like computers. So yeah. That's the only reason I didn't call. That's the only reason I didn't.
I understand. You don't like computers, but you like answers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you guys can find some middle ground somewhere, you and the computer you hate so much.
Who's this you guys? It's just me. That's why I decided to call in.
No, when I say you guys, I mean you and the computer.
I think it's this internal computer that needs to work.
Okay. I think he's got a Tandy up there.
Yeah, my
mom just came in. I got to actually hang up, right?
Can we? What kind of hardcore band are you in where your mom's yelling at you to close the phone up? You guys can't possibly rock.
That's punk, dude.
Is it punk to have your mom yelling at you?
Yeah. Play punk.
He's calling from Tucson. What the hell time is it in? What is it, an
1 hour?
Hour? Well, they don't do daylight savings? Yeah. Does that make 6 hours difference?
1 hour later there.
Later? What is it if they don't have daylight savings?
No, it's later, earlier there. The same. What?
No, it's...
They don't go ahead, so it's 1 hour back. Yeah, it's early.
What is it? Are you telling me it's 9:30 and he's 17 and his mom is yelling at him to get off the phone?
Yeah, but you heard what a J.O. this kid is. He's his little mom's got to work on a little bit.
Okay.
I didn't realize you guys were nationwide last time I was here. I don't think you guys were.
No, we were.
We were.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
We try to keep, you know what? You know what we are? We're like a ma and pa store that has franchises all over the country.
Congratulations.
You know, but we have that down home kind of feeling.
Yeah.
It's been 10 years, Dexter.
Wow. And that's not enough? You still want to steal Marco Polo's name, his game?
I feel it's time. As a matter of fact, my whole career up until now has been leading to the Marco Polo thing.
Right.
That's all I've been wanting to do. What a legacy. You know what I mean? Leaving that behind? The pool thing? You know what I mean?
Maybe we should invent a new game called Adam Carolla.
I feel
appeal.
I just feel like Marco Polo is, you know, he's been dead for like 900 years.
Yeah, you're right. Let's just usurp him. Yeah.
I don't think he was a great guy. He probably took a mistress or two. You know, all those guys were racist back then, too, Drew. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what you're saying.
You know, he didn't go over there to China and, like, you know, take some spices and stuff and give them fair market value for it. He probably ripped them off.
Just start a rumor that they named the Toyota after you.
Yeah, but it's spelled differently.
Yeah, it's a tough
up, though, yeah.
Yeah.
He's already yelling about the spelling all the time.
Augie?
Yes, hello?
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, first off, I'd like to say that I really love you guys, Dr. Drew and Adam.
Thank you.
The Offspring, you're pretty good, too. I like you guys.
Oh, cool.
I've been listening to you guys for a long time. My question today is, I'm a little bit nervous.
All right.
Okay, my ex-girlfriend, she's been my ex for about 6 months now. She is pregnant with my twins.
Ooh. Wow. Okay, and what's the question?
Well, my current girlfriend, who I care about a lot, even though we've only been going out for like maybe 5 months or so.
Don't tell me she's also pregnant.
No, she's not also pregnant. But she is trying to convince me, to convince my ex-girlfriend to have an abortion.
How far into the pregnancy is your ex-girlfriend?
She's like 2 months, I think, something like
2 months only, huh? You sure?
You think?
Well, I don't talk to her too much anymore.
How long has she been pregnant?
Oh, wait a minute. Let's do some humping math here,
yeah,
by the way.
When did you last hump with her?
You have a girlfriend for 5 months. This girl's 2 months pregnant. How's that work?
Oh, well, I was still seeing her. But my current girlfriend doesn't know.
When was the last time?
Last time? It's hard to remember.
Bogus.
Yeah. Hey, this
nice
is
try,
bogus.
Though. Nice try, Augie.
Augie, you can't do any better than this, Nimrod.
What?
This is it. Oh, yeah, I like the indignity part. Blah, blah, blah. How dare you? Yeah, you can't remember. You're not sure how far along she is. And, you know, the thing about abortions is they're not really based on any time or calendar or anything.
You wouldn't
have an indefinite period of time. Yeah, you never would have checked that out. No, you never would have asked her when she said she was pregnant. You never would have done the math when the last time you were with her. Please. Your bogosity leaves this broadcaster cold. How about that?
He had me fooled.
Let's take a break.
He sounded good, but he's so weak. Listen, people, get a couple basic dates now. Well, with my one for 5 months, and this other one, she's about 2 months pregnant. I was with her when. Come on.
Here we go. Let's go.
All right. Keep positive. All right.
Positive. Let's go. Break it down.
PM.
PMA.
Hey. Yeah. All right, everyone. Dexter from The Offspring is here. We'll hear something else off the greatest hits. These guys will be on the Vans Warped Tour starting on the 18th of this month, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dexter's here tonight from The Offspring. Offspring's Greatest Hits, name of the CD. Going to be out in a couple of weeks. Where's that piece of paper, Drew?
Comes out a week from Tuesday.
A week from Tuesday.
From last Tuesday or
yeah.
From this coming
no,
Tuesday?
No, coming Tuesday, 21st, I think, right?
18th.
18th, yeah.
No, wait a minute. 21st,
21st, yeah.
Sorry, the 21st. Dexter's always right. As a pilot, you can't afford to be wrong. You know what
quick.
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You got to be quick. And, you know, you measure that fuel in pounds, not in ounces, how you do it, Drew, because you're really cheap, or gallons, how I do it, because
grams.
I'm cool. Yeah. All right, let's talk to Jessica, who's 18 and gets violent and angry. Jessica?
Hi.
What's happening?
Well, every time my boyfriend and I plan on having sex and then we don't, I get really, really mad.
Yeah, it says here you get violently angry. What do you do?
Yeah, well, I'll scream at his face, and there's been a couple times where I've slapped him, and I don't know why I'm doing it. Like, normally I'm not that angry with him, even when he, you know, does something stupid, and I don't understand why I'm being this angry with him. I don't get it.
How often does this happen?
Every time, pretty much, that we don't have sex. It's when we plan on having sex. Like, we'll talk about it during the day. Like,
Jessica, oh, we'll learn this lesson, by the way, this guy.
Maybe that's what he wants.
How often does this happen?
I don't know. Like, just basically whenever we don't have sex.
Jessica, how often? We're going to hang up on you.
Whenever they don't have
sex. How often does this happen?
Whenever they don't have sex.
So you don't have sex every day, every month, every year? How often?
Whenever they don't have sex.
Yeah. Do you mean, like, how many times, like, a month?
Sure.
Like, 3 times.
3 times a month this happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And is it when you are specifically told this is going to happen and you're disappointed that it doesn't?
Yeah, well, we don't actually say, like, okay, well, we're going to do this. We'll just talk about it. Like, well, maybe we'll...
How often do you normally have sex?
A couple times a week.
Now, this business of you hitting him suggests that you were in a family where people hit and that you think that's okay. So, you know, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And that already, you know, the coming from that kind of trauma suggests that you may have sort of triggers that cause you to kind of dissociate and fly into rages.
Mm.
People have different things that will trigger that. Did you have other kinds of trauma, too? Were you sexually abused or anything or neglect?
Well, both my parents are drug addicts and alcoholics. Yeah. Right. But my father, I mean, I wasn't really around my mother much, but around
Where's
my father.
Where's my bourbon?
Mm-hmm. He wasn't really, like, abusive, but right. One time he tried to have me touch him, but it didn't go anywhere, because I was...
Oh, well,
I
that's just...
Didn't
what,
it.
What dad doesn't do that?
As long as it didn't go anywhere, that's okay.
My dad and sister did the same thing. The chemistry just wasn't right.
Yeah, it just
didn't,
no,
but
we couldn't
they remain friends.
Yeah. nothing.
I knew it wasn't right, so that's why I didn't allow him to go through.
All right, look,
with it.
All that stuff is profoundly disturbed.
Ew.
And so basically what you have here is a situation where when you get into
vulnerable. It's even creepier to have him cry and like get shot down.
I know. It's just because you're aware enough of what's going on.
How effed up do you have to be? I mean, literally, I mean, he must have just been jacked out of his brain on drugs, right?
Yeah, he was really bad.
Yeah.
All right, so you're a mess.
So, Jessica,
I think I get some therapy.
Well, what happens here's the deal. First of all, you don't perceive normal boundaries because you have a family system where there weren't normal boundaries.
Well, the thing was that I lived with my grandparents, so I had
Just listen to me. Just listen to me.
No, it was fantastic.
Yeah, just listen to me. And you also, having been the victim of all these traumatic circumstances, you tend to what's called dissociate. You don't develop a normal regulatory system, and you become reliant on a primitive part of what the nervous system called the parasympathetic system, and you sort of very easily sort of check out, you dissociate. And in those checked out modes, you'll start to fly into rages. Mm-hmm. And in those rages, you'll sort of express all the usual lack of boundaries that you saw in your family of origin. And so this just becomes sort of an out-of-body experience where you get to develop these rages. And this needs a lot of treatment, Jessica. It's going to be very, very serious if you're having, trying to maintain
you better
a family.
Do
and that
baby
kind of thing.
Doll. What are you going to do? You get some therapy.
I have no idea. It's getting out of control, and he's feeling really horrible about it, and I don't really know how to apologize to him about it because it's like, well, I'm sorry I screamed in your face and slapped you, but have a good day.
Apologizing has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, go to therapy.
You have to get treatment, or this is not going to get worse. It's not going to get worse. It's not going to get better. In fact, probably what's going to happen is if this guy's one shred of emotional health, he'll leave, and you will find somebody sick to attach to, and this thing will devolve into real serious problems.
All right. He sounds smart, Jessica.
Come on.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You sound intelligent.
Get some help. This has to be treated. Your brain actually doesn't work right. You don't regulate normally, and that you need some help building that system.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So what should I do in the meantime when I'm getting therapy and I'm getting through it and it happens again? What am I supposed to
do?
You
talk to your therapist about that. You work something out with the therapist. You figure out how to plan. Okay?
All right, Jessica.
All right, yeah?
Name one aircraft from World War II.
From World War II?
Yeah.
a jet? I don't know.
Wait. Let's get the Axis or Allied.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Drew.
Who are the Axis powers in World War II?
Oh, God. I don't know.
how about the Allies? I'll give you a hint. One of them was America.
One of them was what again?
This country you live in?
Canada.
United States?
America.
America?
Yeah.
What were the other countries involved in the Allies?
In World War II?
Yeah.
Japan and Germany.
Right. Okay.
Excellent.
And we're all fighting against Canada and Mexico?
No. I don't think so.
All right, baby. Once again, proving women know nothing about war. Nothing. Ever. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that
we
boggles
asked a guy
my
that
mind.
He names like 18 planes. And it wants to tell us about the battles they were used in.
Okay.
I'll tell you what warps my mind when it comes to this. First off, it never seems to come up. I'm the only guy who brings it up. Number two, I'm a dick for bringing it up somehow. But women, and I'm talking age 15 to age 45, have zero knowledge.
I think
they're
actually averse to it.
You wouldn't call it rudimentary knowledge of World War II. It's zero. Zero. And it's the thing. It's like, well, it ain't their thing. Well, it's a huge part of history. It's really like saying the civil rights movement, it's not my thing. I'm not black. I don't know anything about how that worked. You know what I mean? Or, Thomas Edison. I'm no inventor. I don't know anything. I don't know what that guy's name is. Or Marco Polo. I mean, the point is it's not really up for debate. It was a huge event that you need to know two or three things about, and you should be taught in school about these things. Yes?
Yes.
Drew, you gotta ask your daughter now.
Oh, yes.
She'll know something.
Let's take a break.
Dexter's here from The Offspring. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hello, y'all. It's Adam. It's Dr. Drew over there. Dexter here tonight from The Offspring.
Hey.
I was gonna say the best of The Offspring, but Offspring's greatest hits. It is out on the 21st. Oh, I ate big tonight, Drew.
What'd you eat? A little Italian.
No.
Mexican.
Went down on a Mexican hooker, but I don't know
that's what I'm
eating. Smelling.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I had myself a little, I went to the George Lucas AFI thing.
Oh, that's right.
I was like sitting in between like Harrison Ford and Warren Beatty.
Wow.
All the heavy hitters were there.
Cool.
Well, anyone who did anything with Lucas had to show up for a little ass kissing.
And what were you doing there?
Well, here's the thing. I got invited by the guy who invented the Discovery Channel.
Oh, right.
Yeah, see, Drew, you would have been invited, but if you were... Oh, you are on the Discovery Channel. That's right. I guess I know who you are. But he invited me, and then I was walking down the red carpet, and everyone kept pulling me over going, "What makes you such a big George Lucas fan?" And I'm like, the first Star Wars, you know, the one they made 73.
I like that one.
78. That one was pretty cool. And then the other one sucked. And I don't know what's... I'm not into all that stuff. No. And they're like, well, I sound like an a-hole, is what I realized.
Yeah,
so I stopped
nice.
Talking at a certain point. But it was kind of cool. There were, John, what's his name? The guy who scored the whole thing. John Williams was sitting there. And... Richard Dreyfuss was sitting at my table, and we had a nice conversation.
Nice.
Yeah. And you know what he told me?
Yeah.
He told me he's doing a sex documentary.
Oh, interesting.
Like a multi-part sex documentary.
Yeah, boy.
Evidently a man of passion, Drew.
Yeah, boy.
I told him you also shared his passion for passion.
But here's the deal about those shows. It's always... the superficial BS that people
want
you to believe.
Well, don't crap on it, because I was
saying,
blowing your horn pretty good.
I appreciate it. I'm just saying, that's what bothers me. If they were actually really getting into it, actually talking to experts that deal with this stuff, that's cool.
Yeah.
But what they normally do is like, well, let's see what these swingers like to do. Oh, isn't that interesting? You just
now that we're good friends, you know, I call him Dick Dreyfuss.
Yeah.
And Dickie was saying that, because, you know, when you have celebrity friends, you have to call them by something that other people know them as. Dick was saying that he was going to do this thing on, like, the BBC or something like that. But I said, you got to get in here. You got to talk to Drew. Mm-hmm. This guy talks to the kids.
Maybe I'll bring him on my Discovery Health Channel show.
Yeah.
There you go.
He's never going to do that. But the point is interested in sex and a man of passion.
Cool.
All right. Let's talk to Sean, who's 21. Sean?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm just about to go into a club right now.
Into a club?
Yeah. Thursday night.
What kind of club?
Gay club.
You're gay. What's it called?
So are you, Drew.
Yeah, Drew. You told Drew.
You're gay.
And
Drew, beautiful skin, right? VH1 shines through, Drew, on the TV, let me tell you.
What is he talking about?
I don't know. I know those gays do a lot of that amyl.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
he's high on the amyl right now.
He's not gay.
It kind of hurts. I don't know. I don't do all that. Mm-hmm.
You see, they don't like the amyl, but it sounds close to anal. And so they like it.
I see.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
What's the name of the club you're heading into?
I don't discuss things like that. That gives characteristics of the part of town I'm in. Rather not say, sorry.
What's your question?
Had this weird flash, like, this poor guy has a boss, and I feel really sorry for him.
For the boss?
Yeah. Like, this guy's going to head in to work or someplace like that tomorrow, and there's going to be some poor SOB who actually employs this guy. It's going to suck.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I never do that, but I really feel sorry for his boss.
Yeah.
I usually feel sorry for the parents, but in this case, it's the boss. Sean, do you have a job?
Of course, yes.
I feel sorry for your boss.
What kind of work do you do?
Video store.
I'm in sales.
Yeah.
Your poor boss.
I'm a business manager of a little store, a corporate store. So I'm pretty good. I'm doing pretty well for myself, actually.
What is your question, Sean?
Really? Do we need to talk to him about that?
I just want to know what his question is.
All right.
What is it? Here we go, buddy.
All right. Grandfather died when I was probably like 12 years old.
Uh-huh.
Found out that later on that he was actually my grandmother. And,
so it was a female to male sex change?
Yes, exactly.
That doesn't happen.
Doesn't happen.
What are you talking about? My grandmother, right?
Yeah.
She went to San Francisco back in like when my mom was probably like 16. So this was like right when they were starting to really like get into this type of stuff. Like people were starting to change their sex and things like that. And she went out there to San Francisco and had this done. I mean, it was a botched job. Like, I mean, like, the story was, like, my grandpa was actually my uncle. My grandma died in Alaska and this and that. And this is your grandpa. Call him your grandpa. So I always called him my grandpa. Knew him. Thought he was my uncle, right? Saw his chest. Grew up with him, of course. So I saw his chest and everything. And his chest was, like, he always told us, we always asked him what happened. He said, I was in a car accident. And actually, his chest was, like, it looked mutilated. Didn't have any nipples. Looked like he just got his chopped off. So, I mean, this was total, like, in the beginning, you know? I have no idea what his genitals look like. Never saw his genitals.
Oh, really? Because I have a picture of my grandfather's genitals. I keep my wallet. He was European, so he's uncut.
Yeah, Sean, you know? I
wasn't erect, but it looked like he fluffed himself just a little bit. I mean, he obviously knew there was going to be a
picture taken.
So you're
talking about an operation like some 40 years ago.
This wasn't
right?
40 years ago. This was probably at least like maybe 25, 30 years ago.
Oh, well, way off, not 40.
52, so.
Yeah. All right, but the point is 30 years ago, they really didn't do female to male.
Do you still feel sorry for his boss?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you just keep getting back to feeling sorry for the guy.
Well,
what's
the question, though? What is the question?
What's his question?
I want to know if, I was molested when I was growing up, so
right.
I want to know if, like, any of that, like, has, like, if it's hereditary that I would, like, you know, like it, like, and become gay.
No, the liking, the sexual abuse, when people are being sexually abused and they're aroused by it and like it, that actually creates a lot even more conflict for people sometimes. They have a lot more difficulty managing the feelings associated with that trauma because it's so conflicted.
Mm-hmm.
But there is the case that sexual abuse, particularly by a male, tends to be associated with becoming gay later in life. We certainly in our show, pretty much all of the gay men that call with a question like this have been sexually abused by men. It's not like you can change it. It sort of changes your wiring, having been through that experience.
Yeah.
And probably there's some genetic foundation for sort of a, you know, being changed by the behavior, by the experience.
Yeah.
But there are guys out there that are gay by genetic design.
I know it sounds cruel, but if you were like, if Sean was a car, and you were a insurance claims adjuster, you just go ahead and label him total, right?
Mm-hmm.
Put him in the crusher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't bother putting it on the frame. Don't bother putting it on the rack. Let's just go.
Well,
ahead and call
here's
it
the
total.
With Sean. Sean doesn't seem motivated to change.
That's the scary part, because a guy like Sean, considering what Sean has been through and what Sean has seen, allegedly.
And who knows what the craziness was with the grandfather, grandmother thing. That doesn't even
I don't even know what Sean's incoherent version of it was, but Sean.
Yeah.
You have, if half of what you tell us is true, you have one chance in life, and that is tons of therapy, fair amount of classical music, and a lot of exercise.
I think a little 12-step in there.
And maybe a little 12-step program. What do you say, buddy?
Well, I listen to classical music. I like classical music.
Okay.
Well, that's
all right. I mean, Sean,
a little exercise, a little therapy, a little 12-step, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I can see that happening.
Okay.
All right, good.
All right, there
Excellent.
We go.
Excellent.
That's all. That's all it's going to take.
I have a question. If he's not gay, why is he in lying at a gay club?
No, he is gay. He is gay. He wanted to know if the fact that he'd been sexually abused and liked it is what made him lesbian.
Here's the answer, by the way. Great nachos. Fantastic out of this world nachos.
Dexter from The Offspring's here.
Yeah.
There you go. Got a question for Dexter coming up.
Yeah. Question for Dexter from Mark, who's 25. Mark?
Hey.
What's happening?
Hey, wanted to ask Dexter if he's ever going to get his PhD.
Right. Well, I went to school for a long time, and I was kind of well on the way.
In what area?
Molecular biology.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. We've talked about
this
before.
Yes, I remember now.
Yeah. I was trying to get into medical school. And I didn't get in, so they said, "Why don't you just go back and get a master's? Because then they'll like
they'll
you.
They'll let you in,
They'll let you in." So I'm like, so I fell for it. I got the master's and took the MCATs all over again. Still didn't get in.
Then he got smart. Then genius erupted.
And then they're like, "Well, you're halfway there now. Why don't you just finish out the PhD?" So I'm like, "I got nothing better to do. I'm in a punk rock band, and you know, no real future. So I'll just go ahead and do this. And it's great because I can also take off on the weekends
and I can,
do
you
music.
Know, yeah, when you're a grad student, you can kind of disappear. It's actually better than having a job. There's a lot of work and a lot of, you know, a lot of stress and stuff, but it's more flexible and stuff. So it worked out well for me.
What college did you go to, or do you go to?
I went to USC.
And now let me see. It's 4 years for your four-year.
For your undergraduate degree.
Yeah. And then can you get a PhD in 4 years?
4 years after that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can.
You do two masters and two PhD, yeah.
So, if you kept your nose to the grindstone...
4 more years, you got a PhD.
4 more years, yes. You got a PhD.
Yeah.
Yes?
Depends on the fields, that kind of thing.
Some a little more complicated than others.
Yeah.
Why molecular biology?
Molecular biology is sort of like genetics.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked that part of biology better than the other stuff.
How about why biology in general, though?
I thought I wanted to be a doctor.
Medical school. That's what you got to train in.
And yeah, but is there other disciplines you can train in? Other
chemistry
biology?
And physics.
That's it.
Yeah.
Go biology.
Now, they say you can major in anything, but
yeah, everyone does biology.
I might go physics. Might be interesting. It'd be too hard.
Chemistry
would
be the only thing that would be useful to you. But the reality is, all the high level chemistry you'd learn, you'd never use in
what
medicine.
What about physics? Wouldn't that be cool?
It's cool, but it's hard. It's math. Yeah. Just heavy duty.
Biology sounds like a brain fault, too. But the lesser of all the evils, biology, in the difficulty department? Yeah.
Not the molecular biology.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right.
Because molecular biology is chemistry.
And so when do you think you'll get your PhD?
Well, this is the thing, is that I did all the coursework, and you have to go through some really hellacious exams, and you have to select a committee of professors. And mm-hmm. part of their job is like to sort of
to
orally haze you. Yeah. They call it an exam, you know, an mm-hmm. oral qualifying exam. But they basically just, make you feel like an idiot no matter how much you've done.
I know
stuff.
A guy over at SC. I could probably talk to him, get you a degree or something. Yeah, Mark.
So I did all that. And the last thing to do.
That's the business school, by the way.
He says he gets around.
He does. We know that, yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think? Give me time. When are we going to the graduation? That's all I'm saying.
All right. If I were to really do it, it would take me probably 2 years.
Why would you do it?
Just it'd be cool.
Just to have it?
Yeah, in case...
Greg Rafferty he's been saying that Dexter's not ever going to get it.
Greg's been saying that?
No. Yeah.
From Bad Religion?
Bad Religion,
so,
yeah.
They're going to
have Dexter.
His PhD is in physiology.
Anthropology,
right?
I think.
Zoology. Zoology.
That PhD is for pussies, man.
Yeah.
There you go.
Listen. Molecular biology is no screwing around.
That's right.
I got smart and dropped out of school and started a band. That's what you guys should do, too.
Yeah. How many teachers have airplanes? You know what I'm saying, Drew?
Yes.
How many professors have airplanes?
How many doctors? None.
Oh, none. Well, certainly not this one. And let me ask you this, Drew. Do you get a PhD? Do you get to be called doctor?
Yeah.
All the time, everywhere?
If you want.
I mean, you know, like you make reservations and stuff like that.
Yeah, why not?
Well, I know. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
I don't know. Just saying.
But then when they find out you're not an MD, then they treat you worse.
No.
Do they?
Because now nobody... Now everybody says doctor.
Right.
The dentists say that. The chiropractors say that. The musicologists say
that. Anyone with a PhD goes, I would go doctor.
So as a physician, as a doctor, you say, no, I'm a physician. You have to like that.
A physician. Nice. Yeah. All right. Let's talk to Mary, who's 23. Mary?
Hi.
What's up?
I just had a question about, I have a 2.5-year-old son, and... Mm-hmm. I plan on being extremely, open with him with questions and things. And beginning, me and my husband, we all three of us, I'm open with being, taking showers and changing. And, you know, he sees our bodies. And mm-hmm. I just want to know if something like that can be harmful or okay or...
That's how you look nude, quite honestly. If you're a mess, that can really leave a scar.
No, what you should do to your child is shame them about their body. That's your goal.
Yeah.
No, it's fine, but you have to maintain...
Showering with them.
Right, you have to
maintain
boundaries, Mary. That's the fundamental sort of goal of a healthy family, is establishing a difference between self and other, and a safe sort of capacity to be close to other people without being invaded by them or catching their feelings or they're catching yours.
You do shower with him?
Well, yeah. And that's... he doesn't shower with anybody else.
That's fine up to two or so, but after that, it's time to set a more firm...
How old is he?
He's 2.5.
2.5. All right.
That's all right. But just...
He's right. You know, it's a crotch height.
I know.
You know?
He's below
it's
that.
Weird. Below it, but even worse.
Yeah.
Better be a little above it. He's on the business end of the crotch, you know what I mean?
No, not much longer then.
You've got Mary. You're reacting to something. Something happened in your family where people were intrusive in a different way. What your family was uptight and controlling, and so you're not going to do that. You're going to go the opposite extreme, but you're ending up doing the same thing to your child. Go to the middle. Be reasonable. Whenever you react to what your family did, you're traumatizing your child just in the opposite direction of whatever happened to you, basically.
What happened to you?
That is so true, because my mother would, I would try and ask her questions, and she never wanted to answer them to me. So I was
shocking that you knew that. All right.
Yeah, so your thing is, here's the rule of thumb. Do not worry about what you want him to know. Worry about what he asks you and just keep it on his level. Constantly check in with him. Is this what you want to know? Did I answer all your questions? Do you have any more? And if he says no, it's no. Don't then dump a bunch of plumbing on him that he doesn't want to know about. And don't really start this until he's about 8. 8 to 12 is the time to really get into it.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. In the meantime,
what's funny? Drew's very passionate as a parent. I have zero pressure on me.
Your pressure is to do something.
I haven't even spoke to my parents, and I'm literally a millionaire. I mean, look at me. Look how I turned out, Drew. Look at me.
It's amazing.
Amazing. Amazing. Literal millionaire.
I'm not taking that kind of risk with my kids.
I never talked to my parents about anything. We never did anything. They never gave me any money. I mean, just live and let live. And so the same for everyone I knew. Yeah, everyone turned out fine.
They turned out.
Sure. They turned out.
They survived.
Yeah, they grew older. Look at them. Probably a little Germany or Florida.
Dexter,
yes,
where'd
Drew?
You grow up?
In Garden Grove.
Garden Grove.
Yeah, right around here in L.A.
Did your parents do something good? Dad's a doctor. What do you do? What's going on? Something happened. Something's good.
Regular.
They were just
regular guys, yeah.
He's too healthy for all that.
His dad's got to be a smart guy.
Oh, for sure.
What do you do? Engineer?
He was a hospital administrator.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Made a decent living. Mm-hmm. Mom, housewife?
A teacher.
Teacher.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah, usually when
education.
People pursue education, they don't have to pursue education. Like you find that that one black athlete that wants to go back and get his whatever. You find out his mom is a principal or something. You know what I mean? It's when guys who have money and who are established decide to get educated just because they want to do it for themselves. You can look at the parents. You find there's some educator in that group. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yes.
Yes? Yes?
Value in education, yes.
Dan?
Hey, how's it going, Drew?
You're 15?
Hi, Dan.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Time to play Germany or Florida.
All right. Police routinely investigate internet chat rooms for sex crimes and child pornography. They found posts from a man trying to find voluntary victims for a cannibalistic slaughter romp. Upon further investigation...
Germany.
Yeah, we're going Germany already on this one.
Really?
Thank you, Dexter.
Yeah. Sounds German.
Okay.
Sounds German.
What is it, Dan?
What's that?
Germany or Florida?
It's Germany.
Yeah.
You guys got me.
All right. Listen, Dexter, I have this plan to bomb Germany again.
Okay.
Because I watch...
Strangely, this story triggered that thought.
I watch a lot of History Channel. And you go ahead and watch what those Krauts were up to in World War II. And you see a little Diary of Anne Frank or something. And you go, wow, that's it? We're done? We're done with these people?
Right,
I don't think we're done with them.
Okay, they got more coming?
I should say, yeah. I mean, you take a look at, liberating concentration camps and them just, going through Poland and just raping and pillaging and, nothing. Maybe 100 million people dead because something they started. And then 20 years earlier, they start another thing. Maybe 150 million people dead. And here's what we do. We give them a little bombing until they stop. They put down their guns and then we help them rebuild. And then we start buying cars from them. I'm just saying, maybe a little bombing is in order.
Have you been to Germany?
No. I don't want to be. I don't want to go there.
Have you been to Germany?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You have a plane.
Don't confuse what he's saying
right,
with my feelings.
Right.
Drew, do you think the Germans have gotten what they deserve for what they've done, the devastation they have caused world?
But the people
this
that did that
world.
Aren't there anymore.
Fine.
There.
So what? Neither are people.
That's what I'm saying.
This show doesn't go to Germany, right?
I'm just saying you have an airplane.
That's right.
All we need is a couple of bombs.
Right.
And
just
we
put
could,
a little bay in there.
Right.
Prove a
I'm
point.
Not saying we have to, set Berlin on fire. We just would send a message.
Right.
You know what I mean? We have not forgotten what you've done. That's all I'm saying. Right. They deserve it. Do they not?
They deserve the message, but I'm not sure people deserve to die because.
Well, let me say. Let's talk about this.
All right.
What about racism?
What about it?
All right, we pay the price for racism. We didn't own any slaves. Our parents didn't own any slaves.
We bear the onus.
White people pay the onus and the burden on this for something that happened a while back. Nothing. We didn't, you know, my parents weren't from this country, or their parents weren't from this country. No one had any slaves or plantations. No one's from the South. But it's our responsibility to some degree, right?
Yeah.
All right. What about the living? And by the way, there's quite a few people still living from that era that could use a nice bombing.
Here's what you got to do. Why don't you threaten?
Well, what about it, Drew? What about it?
I'm gonna answer you. Why don't you threaten to bomb them unless they pay you this country tons of money as some sort of restitution?
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So we need some restitution for what their country has done.
Okay. Right? Okay. Yeah, because they enslaved a lot of people in their factories and all that.
Yeah, don't actually kill people, but threaten to kill people.
Mm-hmm.
But you take a lot of money out of them.
All right. My buddy Dexter from the Offspring is going to be doing some. First off, he's almost a PhD, and he's just itching to straight.
Remember, Adam, one of our callers said Germany was an ally.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I may be completely wrong about this. Maybe, yeah. I might hit Japan, too. I might give him just a little taste, but I think the atomic bomb sort of, you know, I would call
you
it.
You made
even.
Your point there.
I think we made our point.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's take a little break. I know what you're saying.
You watch the History Channel? You see
what
those people did? You see how they treated people?
Yeah, maybe the History Channel is sort of a dangerous sort of instrument.
Yeah, for him, huh?
It's propagandistic.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's raising some interesting...
You watch yourself a nice hour special on the Bataan Death March and see how you feel about the folks over there.
You wouldn't get any more Shisa videos.
Little bombing. Just a little bombing. All right, let's take a little break. We'll come back, and when we do, we'll hear something else from Dexter and his boys, known as the Offspring, from the Greatest Hits. All that after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Dexter here tonight from the Offspring. Offspring's Greatest Hits. Going to be out on the 21st of this month. Band goes out on the Warped Tour on the 18th of this month. And we're going to hear something else off the Greatest Hits after we take one call. Fractured penis, Drew.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting problem.
It is.
I had a guy on my Discovery Health Channel show. I had a guy who broke his penis. And
what's the difference between fractured and broke?
Well, I'm assuming that's what he's going to talk about. It's the same thing. It's just you rip it. By the way, I love people that go, I didn't break my finger. I fractured it. It's like fracture and break. Same.
Sounds the same.
It is exactly the same. Now, a displaced fracture means the bone has moved, so it's not together anymore.
Makes sense.
And that's what people sometimes think of as a break.
Now, what's compound? Is that actually poking through?
Poking through your skin, yeah.
That's bad times.
That's bad times.
I like when people say, I crack my head wide open. Really? Wide open?
Your brain exposed?
Yeah, like if you cracked an egg wide open, wouldn't you expect to see the yolk?
Yolk, yeah. Wide open.
Crack my head wide open. Talk about flair for dramatic.
Yeah,
I had a little butterfly stitch on the forehead there.
And the scalp bleeds like stink, so that's what people get all excited about. Oh, there's blood everywhere.
It goes nuts, yeah. Once when I was skiing, I got whacked in the face with a ski. Yeah. I went snow skiing one time in my life, and I got whacked in the face.
After
with a
predicting
ski.
Your dad would whack you, as I recall?
What?
Didn't you, in the story ago, you said your dad was going to pick up the skis and whack you in the face or something, and he did? Was that not you?
Hold on.
Not you.
You think I went snow skiing with my dad? Do you understand what would mean? That would mean the Corollas would have a car that would make it to the mountains, and there'd be equipment bought, and you would go somewhere on the weekend? Hell no.
I was with
Jeff Buck's family. I was with my friend's family,
right.
And we went skiing, and I got whacked in the face. And my face started bleeding all down my puss, and as I was going down the hill to get a little medical attention, women were, like, screaming. People need etiquette, by the way. Like, oh, my God! It's like, yeah, I know, I'm bleeding. Oh! This was coming all down my...
Anyway, this guy was having sex with his wife, and he pulled out and missed going back in, and they heard this big crack, they said. And it didn't hurt at first. And he looked down, and he had basically a hockey stick, you know.
Mm.
And he went kind of washed up, and his wife said, oh, my God, you got to go to the emergency room. Of course, being like any other male, he says, no, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
And then when it went down, because it's this, actually a picture, it was a cavernous sort of body that gets ruptured, all the blood leaks out of it, into the soft tissue, and he went from an erect penis to a, you know, 2-inch penis that was about the size of a paint can. It just, he wrote it out. Purple. Mm. Purple, flat, big penis. And that's when he said, I'm going to the emergency room.
Mm.
And they can repair that, the surgical repair.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Talk to Eric.
All right. Thought my dad went skiing.
Yeah, I heard that story somewhere.
Eric.
Come on, buddy.
Hi.
So what happened?
Well, about 3 years ago, you know, I was having sex with my girlfriend, and she went, you know, she was on top, and as she was going down, my penis hit her pubic bone.
That's actually the most common way it happens.
Yeah.
Girls on top.
You know, it actually, you know, put a bone in my penis broke, and I went to the hospital, you know, they looked at it, you know. I was in there for, like, about a month. You know, it completely healed. I'm able to get a full erection and everything. However, I got a hematoma, which is just a scar tissue.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's kind of like, you know, just... It's like a little hump on my penis right there.
Yeah, that's a complication of all that. Yeah,
so I'm just gonna get a full erection though.
Well, the hump, it's just a calcified area of the blood that gets sort of calcifies. If it's an actual scar, it will pull the penis to that side.
Mm. You use that love hump to your advantage.
Or you stick one on the other side.
No, one is good enough. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Naturally ribbed.
Yeah, for her pleasure.
Eric?
My problem is that ever since that day, I've been afraid to have an intimate relationship. And I don't know if I should have got it. Maybe I should get it corrected. Or maybe, you know, I should just live with it or something.
Penis traumatic stress disorder?
Hmm. Yeah. PTSD. SD. Hey, wait a minute.
It's bogus.
Yeah. Now it's bogus.
Bogus.
Eric, please admit that this is a well-crafted, well-researched, yet bogus phone call.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
All right.
There we go.
But nice try.
Okay.
Is he not talking?
I don't know.
You really think this is bogus?
Eric. Yes, bogus. Eric.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. What do you want me to say? That's what happened. Should I get it corrected or not?
Get what corrected?
Like, you get the hematoma taken out or, like...
Why?
...it or something. I don't know. It's like taking away my confidence. It's just like, you know.
No, don't get it corrected. Have a relationship. You're going to be fine. This is highly unlikely to happen again. And believe me, when you sort of get back in action, you won't be worrying about that so much.
All right.
It's a bizarre. We don't really believe the call because it's sort of a bizarre twist on things.
It's definitely specific information. It's just a part where he's scared to.
Well, let me ask this. How long were we in the hospital for?
He's in the hospital?
Hang on.
Well, he won't answer.
How long were you in the hospital for, Eric?
Well, I was just in there for a week, but it completely healed in about in a month.
Okay.
You know, it would hurt to get a reaction.
Yeah, right. That's correct.
Now we believe him. In the hospital for a week?
For 3 or 4 days, yeah. He probably seemed like a week to him.
Oh, yeah. All right.
He's a little gun-shy. That's natural, I guess, right?
Yeah.
But
a young male kind of gets over that pretty quick. Think about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe he just needs a little reinforcement, like some training wheels kind of.
Absolutely.
Like a toilet paper roll over or scotch tape some popsicle sticks to the side, you know?
Extra stuff.
Yeah.
PhD.
I was thinking tongue depressors and zip ties, but yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Same thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hear a little something from the offspring. Great advice, brother. This is one Drew picked. It's it's an oldie but a goodie, and you just can't go wrong. It is called Come Out and Play.
You gotta keep them separated. Separated.
Hey,
you gotta keep them separated.
Hey,
separated.
Hey!
You gotta keep them separated. Separated.
Hey,
you gotta keep them separated.
Hey, hey, they don't mind. You're under 18, you won't be doing any time. Hey, hey, come on and play.
Yeah. One of the greatest rock songs of all time, The Offspring, everybody.
Wow, it's true.
Yeah,
thank
you. I love that song. There's no part of it you don't like.
Well, thank you.
You know
thank
what
you
I mean?
Very much.
It
yeah.
goes. And it's got a, it's got a, it's got a slight novel feel to it, yeah. as well as rocking, which is hard to do.
I just remember when you and I were watching them play that song at the Shrine Auditorium about 5 years ago, and the damn thing almost collapsed.
I remember, that? The balcony was yeah. really shaking there. That
yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
It was, that would have been cool.
I was scared for the kids.
yeah.
A lot of kids, though, would have been rocked to death. been awesome. You know?
Nice.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. Thank All right. Go. Let's talk to
Sarah.
Sarah's 23. Sarah?
Sarah from Seattle in a sorority. Strange to meet you.
What's up, baby doll?
Sarah?
All right.
What?
Some technical problems.
Try one more time. Just try. I'm just saying. Sarah? All right. Go back to two.
Drew, do you understand you're cursed? You're
yes,
not just unlucky.
I do.
You're cursed.
No, I know.
Ellie?
Thank you for making note of that.
Hello?
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey. Well, I just wanted to say hi to Dexter, because I love him.
Oh,
hey, Dexter. What are you doing? yeah, and I also wanted to ask you something, because I think you're so awesome.
Thanks.
Oh, gosh, no, you don't understand how much, like, oh, gosh, I was, like, so in love with you, and I still am and stuff, but hey, do you have like any books to recommend for the summer, like, or actually like your favoriteest book ever?
You know, anything by Danielle Steele, always a good choice.
Shut up. No, I'm serious. No.
Favorite
no, I mean,
books.
I would read anything you like recommended.
Oh, I don't know. How about Catcher in the Rye? That's a good one.
Well,
She's
hello.
Age
who hasn't
19.
Read that?
19.
Oh, okay.
Who hasn't read that? I'll tell you who hasn't read it. The Ace Man. Yeah, keeping it real.
yeah. No. I read this great book on World War II you'd really be interested in.
Oh, Allie.
How about The Idiot by Dostoevsky? There you go. Go read that.
Let's ask you, do you know anything? One plane from World War II.
A plane? I don't know how to name it. I don't know a plane, but, like, I do know. I did take that thing. I did take American history, like, twice. So I
Always a
know
bad
that.
Sign. Yeah.
What
so you know who the Air Americans were allied with in World War II then?
Is it Britain and France and stuff?
Yeah. And stuff? Mm-hmm. That's
no?
Good.
No?
Yeah,
that's
good.
Good.
Yeah. Ellie, we're impressed.
Right. That's good.
All right, baby.
Okay. We can't be mean to her. She was nice to me and stuff.
Yeah, it was
so.
Good. All right. So what was the book now that the dust has settled, Dexter, who's do you have a book for her?
You know, I don't know. I don't read books.
Please,
yeah,
please.
That's,
oh, Dexter,
that's punk rock, baby.
How could you be getting a PhD and not read books? I mean, like, weird.
It was books on tape.
All of them.
Listen in my car.
Well, what are you into, Allie? What do you like?
Oh, like as in books?
Yeah.
Like Albert Camus and like Thomas Mann.
Oh well, Death in Venice.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? I love that. Oh,
or you know, read Button Brooks.
Buddenbrook? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's kind of an interesting German, speaking of Germans.
Oh, really?
Or even just
fan.
Da Vinci Code
that.
Or something. That's a fun book.
Yeah. All right.
Okay,
I read
okay,
The Phantom
also
Tollbooth when I was in the sixth grade. So I recommend it. Yeah.
Which one? Judy Blume?
The Phantom Tollbooth? No?
No, okay. I'm sorry. I don't know, but Adam, I love you too, and Dr. Drew, I love both of you guys. like a lot, and I listen to you. I've been listening to you since I was like 12 or 13.
Oh, you know, I just thought of another book I read. I read Nobody Gets Out of Here Alive, the Jim Morrison Doors book.
Really? You read that?
Yeah, I read it.
It was good.
It was good.
Yeah.
Oh, it was look.
So you are capable of reading a book.
If I read it, it had to be good because...
Will you read my GD book?
No. Come on, Drew. Don't put me in that position, man.
I know it's heavy.
You know what I mean? It's unfair for you to ask me to read your book,
man. I read your script, man.
But you read. You're easy. That's what you do, man. I'm a doer, not a reader. You know what I'm saying, man?
The David Lee Roth book was really good, too.
Plus, I believe reading poisons the mind.
I know you believe that.
What's that place where they lend you the books?
Here we go.
It's a. It doesn't have the word book in it, but it's like a big barn, and they have books in there, and people borrow them. What is the name of that place?
Library.
But it doesn't have...
Libra.
It doesn't have the word book in it. You know, I think it would have book or read or magazine or something.
Something.
I like when they have
the bookstore,
the newspapers and the magazines on those big long sticks.
Right.
What goes on with that? You don't have 10 cents for the newspaper? You got to read one that's attached to a martial art baton? Really? Is your dignity worth 25 cents? The people like I would go in there when I'm in charge. I'm going to raid the libraries.
Ooh,
and here's what it's going to be.
We're bombing people in the command, and we're burning the books.
Yeah. I will no, as you know, I'm going to turn junior colleges, half of them, into minimum security prisons,
yes.
And without bringing prisoners in, just whoever's in there at the time is
right,
in.
Right, right.
The rest into trade and tech schools, and then here's going to be my plan for the. Place with the books, what?
Well, no. Finish the story about the junior colleges when you clear everybody out that who you're not going to keep in the prison.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, junior. Yeah, I'm just going to show up one day in a pair of, like, reflective cop sunglasses with a shotgun that I'm just going to pump, and I'm just going to get on the bullhorn and be like, there's a new sheriff, kids. Listen, slackers. It's time to get to work. And I just pump the thing and fire, and I yell, get! Go on, get! Scatter, hippies!
Yeah!
Yeah! And they all just start running for their microbuses and go back home. But, yeah, that's what I'm doing at junior college. Oh, that's for graduation. Here's what I do with the libraries. I'm going to show up at Tuesday, about noon, and I'm just going to start combing. And if you ain't a school-age kid that has a damn good reason to be there, I'm going to know what your business is.
You're going to round up, take them to the junior colleges.
Yeah, I'm going to see guys like, hey, buddy, let me see some ID here. What are you, 39? Uh-huh. Well, what day is it? It's Tuesday. It's noon. You work graveyard shift or something like that? No? Can I see your recent pay stub? All right, let's go. Let's clear it out. What are you doing? What's going on? You're sitting here reading Boys Life at noon. Let's go. Let's get it going. Let's go. You're going right down. We're going to junior college. I got a trade tech thing over there. We're going to get you into welding. Let's go. What's going on? What are you doing? You know, I mean, that's my whole thing. I'm going to start combing the city. I'll be going into Starbucks. Guys sitting there with the computers open. It's the middle of the week. It's the middle of the day. He's on his fifth latte. He's been sitting there for 4 hours. What's going on? You're not paying taxes. That's one thing I'm almost sure of. Mm-hmm. What's going on? What are you doing? What's your plan? Go home. What do you got? You got a living room? Get your ass in there. This for working people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? What do you think, Drew? What about combing through the libraries that
Let's
way?
Let's go talk about while we pee.
I should pee in here?
No, in the bathroom. We'll go to the bathroom.
Oh.
We will. Okay. Let's go talk about it.
All right. Dexter's here. Drew, seriously, we would be doing those people a favor,
yes,
right?
Yes, tough love, yes.
The weirdos just sitting there reading the times in the middle of the day, in the middle of the week, yes?
Yes.
All right. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah! That's what I'm talking about. Dexter's here tonight from The Offspring. We will take a few more calls.
Hey, we got to promote the phone number here, Adam, that... our screener is doing such a great job culling through calls. She needs lots of them to...
1-800-LOVE-191.
And I want to just take this opportunity again to thank Loveline listeners for supporting me on Discovery Health Channel.
Maybe it wasn't them.
Well, whatever.
Maybe it was strangers, Drew, who just felt sorry for you.
Yeah, all right. I thank them, too.
Yeah, I think that way. Neil?
Yeah?
You're 21?
Yep.
What's up?
I have a Prince Albert... you guys are kind of familiar with what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having sex with my girlfriend a couple months ago, and just had a guy on who did the exact same thing, pulled out, but instead of me cracking my penis, my piercing caught.
Uh-oh.
And pulled inside my urethra.
Lovely.
And ever since then, I've been having to buy larger jewelry because my urethra, the opening, keeps stretching.
Nice.
I'm worried, like, am I going to cause some weird nerve damage or side effects from it?
Could be.
Could be?
Yep.
Well, here's the thing. Drew's being a little bit cruel, but
no,
you know, we don't
be.
Have a ton of sympathy for those who...
No, it's not even sympathy. It's like, no,
yeah,
dogs.
We don't care. It's like, come on, look, what do you want? I mean, you start putting holes in your dork, and S happens.
Right, exactly.
And that's what Drew's saying.
All kinds of S can happen.
But Drew, put that aside and help.
No, I mean, you should be taking the thing out and try to get this thing to heal if it will, and certainly not get worse. Maybe some sort of piercing organization could give you some tips on things you could put in that would be less likely to cause trouble, but... Yeah, you can even tear it through and through. You know, you could, the whole thing can be ripped apart.
It hurts my teeth. Neil.
Yeah.
Why don't you just break down and take it out?
My girlfriend loves it.
Your girlfriend loves it.
All right.
She does. I mean, it's not. She said she's fine with it out. Cause I left it out for like a good month to make sure that it was all healed up and good.
I got an idea. Why don't you take it out and she can go ahead and put it through the end of her vibrator? That way, she still can enjoy the pleasure of the penis ring.
By the way,
and you can have your urethra back.
If that were so pleasurable to women, you make a great point here, Adam.
Thank you.
They would make vibrators with those things on
which
it.
Of course they don't.
They don't, because it doesn't mean jack to women.
Yeah, I know. And if it does, it just means your girlfriend's a mess.
Yeah.
Quite honestly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yes? Dexter?
Takes all kinds.
You know, it's a pain for fashion, right?
Yeah, for fashion.
But I just, the idea that you would be poking a hole in that part of your body just seems, it goes against everything my penis stands for.
You make a habit of keeping your penis away from spears.
I sleep on my stomach for that reason. I'm scared something sharp is going to hit it, or it'll get bit by a lizard.
Oh, lizards.
Yes.
They bite penises.
We live in a dry climate, Drew.
Oh, really? That's true.
Yes, summer's coming up. There's a lot of lizards around where I live. I don't need any problems. Shannon?
Yeah, hi, Adam.
21?
Yeah, I'm 21 from Hollister. I just want to say, Adam, you're freaking awesome, and I love you. Keep doing
Thanks.
What you're doing.
All right.
And Drew, you're awesome, too. I love you.
Thanks,
you
Shannon.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Michelle, what's going on?
Yeah. I just want to say, hi, Dexter. I love you. I've loved The Offspring since...
You keep doing what you're
like
doing.
10 years old.
Are they allowed to continue doing what they're doing?
Yeah, continue what you're doing forever and ever and ever.
Okay, cool.
All
thanks.
Right. Well, can they stop after you're dead? You know what I mean? Because at that point,
kids.
It's sort of academic.
She wants her grandkids to
continue. Oh, okay. All right. All right. Well, keep going, Dexter.
Okay.
Well, I just had a question for Dexter.
Okay.
When you guys were in high school, you had two other band members before Ron and Noodles? Is that correct?
We had two drummers early on, yeah.
Oh, is that what it was?
Two different drummers early on, yeah.
Okay, what were their names?
Jim and James.
Jim and James?
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
First was Jim. See, when you start out a band, right, it's like, this is going to be great. This is going to be so much fun. We didn't have instruments or anything. So Jim was our first drummer, and he was like my best friend. He lived down the street and stuff. And then we played for a couple months. We had a couple practices, and then he decided that he wanted to hang out with his girlfriend, and she was going to be going away to college. So he's just like, I'd rather hang out with my girlfriend than practice.
Oh, is he hating life now?
Was he a good drummer?
No, he was terrible.
Oh, okay.
It's really, really bad.
What's he do now?
He's an accountant.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a great guy, don't get me wrong.
Right.
I still keep in touch.
Punchline.
He landed on his feet. Yeah. And the next guy,
also, we went to high school together and stuff, and he practiced more. He lasted a couple years and stuff. But he wanted to be a doctor also. He was going to UCLA.
Wow.
And he was so focused on it that he wouldn't show up for shows and stuff. He's like, I got to study for my test.
Man, an Asian drummer. You don't hear about that often. What was the guy's nationality?
He was Caucasian.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. He said, Asian. Did you hear the way he said
that?
I heard it.
That's right. Well, I want to make sure Asian. I say this correctly or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, but I heard Asian.
Caucasoid
is what I heard.
He is now a doctor, OBGYN.
Wow. Wow. All right, well, that's nice. He's not, you know, slamming heroin with Pete Best. We'll take ourselves a... Okay, but the point is he's a pro.
Yeah.
We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah, everybody. Well, that's the show. I want to thank Dexter for coming in here from The Offspring. Great
Thanks.
Tits. Our pleasure. Always a good time and a learning experience.
That's what I'm going for.
And spiritual.
And a spiritual journey. I want to thank engineeress Michelle for doing a fantabulous job all week. And then, of course, engineer Chris, engineer Anderson, the nimble-fingered one. The Liberace of the potentiometers, Drew, yes?
Yes.
Sorry for spitting on you.
Yes.
New phone screener, Peppermint Patty. And who else? Producer Ann. For
Patricia, whatever.
Bringing in big names like Dexter from The Offspring. And until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew.
Lauren and
Chris.
Lauren.
Oh, I forgot about Junior producer Lauren. And yes, I already thanked Chris. So, until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Eagled. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.